Thank you to Bradley Wallace and the Wallace Firm, proud partner of the Lakers Talk Podcast.
Thanks, Alan. Our team at the Wallace Firm is excited and proud to partner with the Lakers Talk Podcast. If you're injured and you need a win, call 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com.
This is a special edition of Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa.
Kobe Bryant gave the Los Angeles Lakers 20 years of greatness. We all wanted to be like Kobe.
Watching Kobe play at the Great Western Forum as a rookie made this little girl believe she could be a Laker one day.
Kobe's inspiration went way beyond the game of basketball.
I grew up watching Kobe Bryant, game after game, ring after ring, living his greatness without apology. I wanted to be just like him.
Tonight, we'll talk about how Kobe Bryant inspired us and how we'll continue his legacy.
We continue a celebration of life for Kobe and Gianna Bryant. This is a special edition of Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa on 710 ESPN.
All right, L.A., we greatly appreciate you guys tuning in to our broadcast. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight, just as the open mentioned there. This is going to be about Kobe Bryant. This is going to be about Gianna Bryant. This is kind of a continuation of what we've had all day today, a day of celebration, a day of remembering, a day of, all emotions come in days like today. And I know that there was a lot of people who were tuned into our broadcast, or they were watching the memorial, or maybe they were there. I had the absolute honor to be there at Staples Center this morning through this afternoon and get a chance to be a part of something that nobody wants to be a part of, but to also see just how powerful, how strong so many individuals are that lost loved ones through this tragedy that's almost has almost been a month now. And one of the things that kind of stood out to me, let me say this. I want to start off by talking about how powerful I thought Vanessa Bryant was today. And it was special to get a chance to listen to somebody who has gone through just an incredibly, incredibly tough situation and predicament, and to be as strong as she was through her message to her daughter, who Gianna Bryant, her husband, Kobe Bryant, and then the rest of her family. You know, we cannot forget, obviously, she's got three little ones that she's going to continue to kind of try and power through and be that source of inspiration and be that leader. And that to me is kind of what today was all about. Today was about getting a chance to listen to the family, listen to the best friend, listen to the people who knew Kobe and Gianna Bryant most, listen to the people that were most impacted by Kobe and Gianna Bryant, pay our respect to every victim that was a part of that helicopter crash on January 26th. So there was a moment, and if you kind of watch how things unfolded, what Vanessa was able to do was she was able to remind us that Kobe Bryant wasn't an icon basketball player. He was an amazing dad and amazing husband. And I think listening to her just have that conversation and help us in a way. You know, I thought she was kind of the leader of the pack today, and she was able to tell some amazing stories, talk about what wonderful people, talk about how wonderful her family was and the people that represented her family. I thought that was an amazing part of what today was. And we know Kobe Bryant as an icon basketball player that for 20 years rocked the purple and gold and shook Staples for 20 years and took us inside. We felt Kobe was in our living room with us when we were watching games, or we felt like we knew Kobe Bryant because he was just such a legend when it came to Los Angeles Lakers basketball. And, you know, oftentimes in sports, you get addicted, attached to these icons that are representing your city or representing the team that you love. Or maybe you just loved Kobe Bryant because he was Kobe and the dude was a winner and he inspired you because of how successful that he was through the ups and the downs or whatever the case is. And I thought what Vanessa Bryant did today, she reminded us that He was a better dad than he was a basketball player. He was a better husband than he was a basketball player. That's what I walked away with today. I walked away with, getting a chance to relate to, and I could never relate to that, but I'm saying getting a chance to kind of relate that this is about family. This is about your loved ones. This is so much bigger than basketball. And I thought, you know, the Diana Taurasi, following up Vanessa Bryant, and then Sabrina Ionescu following up Diana Taurasi, and then Gino Auriemma following up Sabrina Ionescu. I thought that was powerful. You know, through this whole thing, I think there's a beautiful message for women athletes that were inspired by Kobe Bryant. Diana Taurasi talked about she used to shoot in her driveway. Every time out, every commercial, I run to the front yard to imitate my favorite Laker, Kobe. Watching Kobe at the Great Western Forum as a rookie made this little girl believe she can be a Laker one day. Sabrina Ionescu talks about, I want to be just like him, to love every part of the competition. I just love that, you know, it's so easy to just watch these games and think that, man, we got to get a win. What's the box score? Where are we going with this game? Well, if we win this, then look where we are in the standings. It's so easy to watch that. And I just love, I think the thing, you know, that I take away from a lot of this stuff, I love the impact Kobe was having on the WNBA. I love the impact Kobe was having on women athletes who were inspired by Kobe Bryant or were inspired by Gigi. That to me is what kind of makes this whole thing special. It really does. It makes it special to me for those reasons. Listen, there were amazing, amazing speeches today. I really, really felt like everybody who talked today and that represented Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, and all the victims had a very, very special message. But the message for women athletes and what I thought Kobe was doing to inspire, because he has four daughters, because Gigi was so into basketball. I mentioned this a couple times. I mentioned it actually in the post game when we saw Kobe Bryant at the Lakers game against the Dallas Mavericks, however long ago that was, let's say 2 months ago or so. I mentioned how I thought it was so powerful that Kobe was wearing a WNBA sweater. I love that. Like, I genuinely, genuinely love that, because you knew that was something that was becoming important to him. The fact that he had daughters, he had a special connection there that he could understand, man, my daughter really, really cares about basketball. She really, really loves basketball, where, you know, you've heard that quote a couple times where he talks about somebody coming up to him and saying, hey, you got to have a son. So, you know, you carry on that Kobe tradition. He talks about how Gigi's like, I got this. You know, you don't need a son. You have me. So that to me is something that's more than basketball. It really is. Here's the Diana Taurasi from earlier today.
In 1996, I was a lanky, awkward freshman in high school, obsessively shooting night after night in my driveway. On the nights the Lakers played, I wouldn't miss a second of the game. Every time out, every commercial, I run to the front yard to imitate my favorite Laker, Kobe.
All right, this is what I want to open up for Laker fans. You guys know I do this a lot in my shows anyways, and this is one of my favorite things to do, is just talk to fans, Laker fans, listeners, and we talk Lakers basketball. Tonight, let's do this. I want to take as many calls as possible. I want to make sure I talk to Los Angeles and get your thoughts on Kobe's memorial a little bit earlier today. But I'll be a little bit more specific. One thing I want to ask Laker fans is, how can we carry on Kobe's legacy? How will Kobe's life impact you moving forward? And I think part of what today was is to take as many positives as you can from Kobe Bryant's life, and in every aspect. It's not just on the basketball court. There's a lot more than just the basketball court, and how we can kind of apply it to our day-to-day lives. So phone number is 877-710-ESPN. How can we carry Kobe's legacy? How can we carry it on? And how will Kobe's life impact you moving forward? Would love to get your guys' thoughts and hear from Laker fans out there. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay right here. This is 710 ESPN. You're listening to the Lakers Talk Podcast presented by Bradley Wallace and the Wallace Firm.
Thanks, Alan. Our team at the Wallace Firm are huge Laker fans, and we're excited and proud to partner with and sponsor the Lakers Talk Podcast. So if you're injured and you need a win, call 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com.
Still kind of surreal, you know, the whole thing. Had to remind myself a couple times while I was at Staples Center a little bit earlier today. It's, you know, the whole thing is surreal. It really is. Still seeing the end date of Kobe Bryant, how everything happened, listening to all these, you know, I'm going to use the word courageous because I thought Vanessa Bryant was showed an incredible amount of strength in coming up today and representing her family the way she did, and telling beautiful personal stories that none of us know these stories, these intimate stories about her daughter, about her husband, and then getting a chance to listen to all these other, you know, fantastic icons that you know, that have a personal connection with Kobe Bryant. I mean, Rob Pelinka, that was his best friend, right? His best friend. Michael Jordan said that was his little brother. You know, Shaquille O'Neal, kind of something similar. I just love the whole thing. I really did. And again, you don't want to see it under those circumstances. And I'm sitting now in a studio in front of a microphone and I could talk about it. But I know everybody that was, while that memorial was going on, how can you not just get choked up and just be completely, I know it's a celebration, but you're still so crushed. You know what I mean? You're still, it hurts still so much. Or you go back online and you're on Twitter or you're on Instagram and there's Kobe videos everywhere. There's photos with him and his daughter or the Bryant family together. I was just a crushing situation. It really is. But one of the things that I kind of tried doing here, I was trying to take a little bit different of a theme on coming on the show today or coming on the show tonight, was to talk, how can we carry on Kobe's legacy? You know, how can we make sure that what Kobe Bryant was building or Kobe's mentality or his persistence to bring more light to women's sports, how can we continue that? I thought Gino Auriemma said something beautiful talking about how many fathers are inspired by Kobe to be fathers the way a father is supposed to be. And he just kind of kept going. Everybody had messages like this. So that's what I want to spend time on, at least at this part of the show. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Let's hear from L.A. Let's hear from Laker fans. For all you guys that are out driving around or you're listening to us on the ESPN app or whatever the case is, would certainly love to get your guys' thoughts on what we saw today. Matt in Valencia. Matt, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Alan. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that.
You got it.
What a truly touching memorial, man. I loved it. You've been saying everything perfectly. I couldn't say any better as far as what Vanessa did and took a lot of courage and whatnot. But as far as what I take personally in my life and will carry on with Kobe, is I got a daughter that's under 2 years old now. I've literally put every ounce of effort from everything I hear in this radio station, from Top Reed singing to my daughter to doing everything. And I think what we can do as fathers, whether it's your daughter or your son or whatever it is literally give every ounce of effort into your little one and just kind of do your best to instill that. Just a piece of that is the Mamba mentality and finding a passion for something that they love and working hard towards it. And that's what, you know, I really want to do. And that's my goal as far as what I've learned from Kobe, and I want to kind of instill in my life. But that's my two cents about that. And I also wanted to take a second to say that it was really touching to hear from Jordan and from Shaq, and just to kind of hear these people's insight about my little brother and the stories that they tell, and even Rob's message about the whole text message, you know, that Kobe had sent. All these things make it so relatable, and it really, all of this stuff really gave me closure today. I appreciate you allowing me to kind of share my thoughts out. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, that was one of the things. That was one of the things too. You know, one of the things that kind of stood out to me was the fact that when everybody kept talking about how Kobe loved being a dad. You know, that's I don't have any kids. I know I'm going to have kids at one point, and I know how special that's going to be for me, but that was the most important thing in his life. All right, more of your guys' phone calls when we come back. How can we carry Kobe's legacy? How will Kobe's life impact you going forward? 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710-ESPN. Simon in L.A., appreciate you tuning in. You're on Lakers Talk. Go ahead, buddy.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Alan. I just wanted to say, you know, my heart goes out and my condolences to the family and the close ones to the Bryants. And as a Laker fan, what I got out of today was just this guy was so brilliant that he literally was a champion at home before he was a champion on the court. And what he put out there was a life lesson for all of us outside of basketball, man. And it's just, it really takes a man to be able to do that, especially, you know, when your skill is basketball and you would love to have a son, but you know, the impact that he did to women and what he was able to show a whole country, if not the whole world, what it really just takes to be an incredible father. But that's pretty much it, man. I think this guy was such a special being. And like most of these special guys, they seem not to last too long, but what he did for the entire world was amazing and it'll never be forgotten. And I really appreciate what you're doing out there and letting the fans speak, because I'm a 20-year-old Laker fan and I don't think I could ever see anybody that's going to do what he did ever again. And I appreciate the time that at least we got to see this guy play and get to know him personally as a father, a husband, and just amazing, man.
Well put.
And I really want to say thank you for taking my call.
Of course. No, great. Well put, Simon. I think that is that's the one thing that I'll kind of, you know, continue to probably have the theme of the entire show tonight, is just talking about how, man, this is so much bigger than basketball, right? Like, he became an icon to us because of what he was doing on the basketball floor, but what Kobe Bryant was doing off the floor, much more important. Much more important. Gino Auriemma, the head coach of the University of Connecticut, the women's basketball team, on Kobe Bryant.
The original team that Kobe was responsible for, Natalia, Bianca, Pri, Vanessa, because we're always teammates, you know? We're always on a team. Sometimes it's a big team, sometimes it's a small team. And that's the most important team.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of also a reminder, too. We get caught up in a lot of the different stuff that we're doing. This happens to a lot of us. Oh my gosh, work is the most important thing. You got to get this accomplished. You got to get that done. Spend more time on this. Spend more time on that. Really, at the end of the day, you know, whatever our craft is, whatever our profession is, we respect it. We work hard at it. But I think also too, this just it's an eye opener a little bit on just knowing that. All right, make sure that the things that are most important, which of course, family is the most important thing you can have in your life. Make sure that that's the top priority. Everything else will figure itself after that. All that other stuff that comes after that, whether it's your job or it's whatever it is, everything else works more smoothly if you're spending the proper time with your family and you're making that your number one priority. And I loved hearing that today, you know, a ton. Even when Vanessa Bryant was talking about how important it was for Kobe. She told a story that I think he was picking up the kids from school and he was late. So the next time he showed up an hour and 20 minutes early, it's like, you know, you're thinking in your head, you're like, what? Kobe went and, you know, that's something that Kobe did. You know, he'd pick up his girls or whatever the case is. But he's mentioned this a couple times in some interviews that's became one of his favorite things to do. That was quality time with his girls. Amir in Laguna Beach, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Amir.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call, man. And, you know, just like you said, Alan, this is all surreal. It's taken me a lot of time and just being able to process this. But the key takeaway for me, man, and as a lifelong Kobe fan, lifelong Laker fan, it's bigger than basketball. But all he really taught me at this point is you just got to keep putting that foot forward, put that smile on. And you know what? Just enjoy this life that we have. It's really all that we got right now. And I feel that throughout this process, throughout this healing, that this city is together, man, and that we all live Kobe's legacy lives on through all of us, man. And I just see it in the way that everyone's connecting. And I just think it's so special. I mean, I've been working all day. I haven't been able to have a chance to really tune into the memorial, but I just feel it, man. Kobe's in the air, and we just got to keep looking up, put that smile on. And yeah, that's what I remember, man. That's all we can do. Just love him and they're with us.
When you get a chance, Amir, definitely go tune into the entire memorial. I think you'll hear some amazing speeches, and you'll hear people talking from the heart. You'll definitely it will be tough. It'll be tough to watch. It'll be tough to listen to. But I think I think you'll appreciate and respect what went on at Staples Center across the street today. I know I certainly did. More of your guys' phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. Steve in calling in from Houston, Texas. Appreciate you calling in from Houston. Go ahead, bud.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for taking my call. It's just more so I wanted to call in tonight just out of respect for Kobe and his family. Ever since I found out he passed away, I just been having a hard time trying to process it. I never met the guy, but I always rooted for him. I mean, I just always been a big Kobe Bryant supporter. So just when I found out tonight you guys was taking calls, I just had to call in, but I'm going to be quick. Just the main reason why I wanted to speak on Kobe was just I love how he showed, you know, just you can be a star, you can make mistakes and always bounce back from it. I mean, he never quit, whether it was on the court or off the court, and that's what I loved about Kobe. He just showed, even though he was an icon, a legend, he tried to show everybody, you know, he was human. Know, just picking up his kids from school and just doing all the great things that a dad does. So it was just real sad just to find out how he passed away, you know, just trying to take his daughter to a basketball game. But again, I just want to call just out of respect and just let everybody know in Los Angeles that there's a lot of Kobe Bryant supporters in Houston. God bless.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling in. 877-710-ESPN. Danny in Inglewood. You're on Lakers Talk. Go ahead, buddy.
Good evening. I just wanted to say thank you to you and to all the 710 ESPN family. You guys have really stepped up listening to the city in this time of grievance. You know, I feel like you guys are our voice. And when I thank you, I feel like the community as a whole has gotten stronger. And, you know, based on just today's events and just everything, you know, I've taken time to realize that Kobe really, how he inspires me and how he inspired me is to be the best version of myself that I can be to help the rest of humanity. And, you know, the Rob Pelinka story of him, you know, texting Rob to try to help someone out, right before the actual accident, like that just shows the type of person that Kobe was, you know, and I'm kind of breaking up here, but I feel like if all of us can do that, especially in a time of need with things going on, you know, the homelessness out here in LA and just give a helping hand to one another, I think that's the biggest legacy that the city can give Kobe and showing us, teaching us that, you know, we're all champions and we all have that championship mentality. And even when things are down and when things are hard and tough, that's when we step up and are better people. And I think that that's the greatest legacy we can give him. We can give Gianna and the rest of the families that passed away and continue on the legacy in LA of this being a championship city and showing the rest of the world that through Kobe and through what he's taught us, we're going to survive and we're going to thrive. And regardless of what's going on in the world, if we're all united, we can only be stronger. Thank you for your call.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Danny. You know, there is something to that, too, where we just look at LA in general. Look, I can't say I'm born and raised. I've been here for 40 years, 50 years. I can't. I've been in LA for just over 10 years. I don't know if I've ever seen, I know I haven't seen anything in my life where a city really was brought together, you know, and unfortunately, sometimes it takes circumstances like this to bring everybody together. And that's certainly the case in this predicament. But man, Jim Hill, I remember right after Kobe passed, great Jim Hill for CBS was in studio and we were talking about just Kobe Bryant. He said, I've never seen LA closer. And I think there's something to that. You know, I really do. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes a tragedy to happen in order for, you don't even have to say anything to anybody. Like, I think that's the connection that I feel like fans have, or if Kobe Bryant's name gets brought up, you just have that part in your heart that's like, man, that hurts. I remember the day it happened, there didn't have to be a conversation. You just look around and there was just connection with people. Today at Staples Center, you know, there's a somber mood. I know, I'll go back to this. It's a celebration for Kobe and Gianna Bryant, but your heart hurts, you know, so that's going to take time, at least for me, to really truly be able to say, okay, I'm now okay with going online and seeing all these different interviews from Kobe or watching these different highlights of Kobe Bryant. I'm not there yet on a personal level, but I do think that, you know, something like this has brought a lot of the city together, and that's special from a city, because you do kind of try and find out your true colors in moments where, you know, you're down, and certainly the city has been down for the last month, losing one of their legends and everybody else that was, you know, obviously a part of that tragic accident. And I think in this case, it just kind of shows LA's true colors and what LA, in a time of difficulty has shown how united they could be and how together they can be. And that to me is, that you can't compliment a city more and you can't compliment its people more than when you're down. And I feel like that's been the case for the last 4 weeks. LA has shown just how special this city is. Ann in Long Beach, you're on Lakers Talk. Go ahead, Ann.
Thanks, Alan. So I just wanted to talk about your emphasis on women's sports. So besides being a basketball dad, Kobe was also a volleyball dad. And I was that for many years. Went every weekend with my daughter to tournaments. And thankfully, she loved the game so much that she's just finished her fourth year at a D1 school.
That's
in
amazing.
Volleyball.
It's great.
And I just want to say that the Mamba Academy is not just about basketball. Mm-hmm. Oh, and not just for girls, but it's also for other sports. And so those dads out there, support your daughter no matter what sport they like, just as Kobe did.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Ian. That's a great message. And look, man, there's a beauty in listening to callers as well, because I think you guys all offer such a different perspective, and everybody's in different, you know, situations in their life. And maybe somebody's calling in who was a father. Maybe somebody's calling in that's not a dad yet, but everybody has something. And that's the beauty of taking some of these calls. And Ann, just to go on that, Danita Johnson, president and COO of the Los Angeles Sparks, she'll hop on a little bit later in the show to talk about how Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant has impacted the WNBA and what they mean to the WNBA community. Because I know I got an opportunity today to listen to Diana Taurasi, listen to Gino Auriemma. You know, I mentioned this on a couple different occasions. Sabrina Ionesco, a couple different occasions. You had powerful, powerful, powerful women. And, of course, Vanessa Bryant get a chance to talk today, and I thought that was special. More of you guys' phone calls when we come back. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. We're talking about Kobe Bryant, his legacy, and how will Kobe continue to impact you in your life. Stay right here. This is 710 ESPN. All right, Lakers back in action tomorrow against the Pelicans. Lakers obviously won against the Boston Celtics yesterday. I don't know, just not a day to, in my opinion, yeah, everybody just kind of looks at things differently, but it's tough today to be talking about a box score and what the Lakers did here or whatever the case is. We'll get that opportunity, and I'll get plenty of that tomorrow, and maybe in the 8 o'clock hour I'll do a little bit of it. But for the most part, I do want to focus on Kobe and Gianna Bryant. I do want to focus on all the victims that lost their life on January 26th, and I just kind of continue to listen to Laker fans. Maybe there's people that are tuned in that aren't even huge sports fans, but have been so impacted about everything that happened over this last month or so. And I thought today's memorial you know, listening to everybody, listening to Vanessa Bryant, listening to Michael Jordan, listening to Shaq, Rob Pelinka. You know, I keep going down the list, but everybody was amazing. Jimmy Kimmel, I thought, did a fantastic, fantastic job. Here's Jimmy Kimmel on what to take away from this tragedy over the last 30 days here in L.A.
It was hard because there isn't much. The best thing I think I was able to come up with is this: gratitude. It seems to me that all we can do is be grateful for the time we had with them and for the time we have left with each other. And that's all.
Jimmy had a, he had a special moment where he talked about at church. There's a moment during Mass where you kind of greet everybody around you, whether you know the people or you don't know the people. That's a quick hello, a thank you, God bless you. And we did that at the service, at the memorial earlier today. I thought that was a cool moment. You know, again, it was the same thing, just like church, where you turn around, you don't know who the people are, kind of a quick wave, shake somebody's hand, and just greet them. And gratitude, like Jimmy Kimmel was talking about, we don't know what tomorrow holds. And I think, you know, unfortunately, in this predicament, this situation, man, did we ever think that we would be talking about Kobe Bryant at age 41, you know, his beautiful daughter not being with us anymore, the other seven people that lost their lives. You know, it's just it's sad. You know, it really is sad. And today, as much as we try and celebrate what they all meant to us, it's still so hurtful. So I think it's still so raw that it was great to hear from some of the people that were most affected by it, because they had some beautiful stories and some beautiful moments that they can share with us. David in East Los Angeles, you're on Lakers Talk. Go ahead, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, man, at the time that Kobe passed, I was sleeping in my bed. You know, I slept in late. I was very suicidal at the time. And then one of my friends hit me up, and he's like, hey, dude, Kobe died. And I was like, no way. So I got up, and I was like, no way. You know, I looked for my jersey. I put it on. And in a weird way, man, it gave me some life again, because I knew when I understood that he had died, he had passed. Like, I went, it channeled me back to my youth, because, you know, I'm 30 years old, and at the time, you know, when Kobe's winning his championships and then the Lakers, you know, I was just a kid, and it gave me, like, a new breath of life. It shook me, and I cried, and it woke me. And in a positive way, I was very sad. I'm so sad to this day, but the way me and my friends talk about it now, it's when we're sad and life is running you down, we say, hey, Mamba mentality, homies, Mamba mentality. And we all snap out of it. I snap out of it, and we keep going.
Well, I'll say this, David. You know that you always have people in your life that that will be there for you. So whatever predicament you're in, whatever situation, wherever you are, you know, mood-wise or whatever the case is, just always know that. Because so many of the times we could easily feel like, oh, we're alone, or we just hold everything inside. So try as best as you can also always not to feel like that. And it sounds like you got some good friends around you.
I do. And you're right. I was holding a lot of stuff inside. And when this happened, I let it all out. And I had some friends that listened, and they were like, dude, what the hell? But this took me to change, because Kobe was my hero, man. Mm-hmm. I grew up in East LA. I watched him as a kid, all, you know, everything that he did, and he was he's a hero. He's the only hero I ever had. So when he died, it was like watching a father that I didn't have die, you know? And it was hard. It took a huge toll, because that was my, you know, someone I looked up to. And so that's what we say now, Mamba mentality. You know, you want to get something done. You want to, you know, you want to be who you want to be as a man. It takes Mamba mentality, and that's what I live by now. And thanks to Kobe, man, rest in peace, his beautiful daughter, and his whole family, and everybody that died in the crash. It's a shame. It's a shame for us, for the whole world, in all LA to know that it took something like this to grasp reality and learn from it.
Appreciate you calling in. Thank you, David. Appreciate you calling in. Alan in Riverside, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. How's it going?
Good, good. Today was, today was a tough day, I think, all around. I mean, there's a lot of positives you could take out of it, some beautiful moments, but, you know, your heart hurts. It's not just me, it's everybody, right? I mean, I think everybody's got that same feeling.
Right, definitely. You know, I was actually at work. I'm watching the ceremony today, and I kept seeing faces of, like, his former teammates, and it just reminded me of all the times when he was in the court, you know, playing against opponents, on his teammates. And it kind of reminded me of all the good times that they had winning, you know, on the court. But also, it was nice seeing, like, his more personal side and seeing how good of a father and dad he was. And I guess it kind of just pushes us to, you know, keep moving forward and kind of get those around us to know them better.
Yeah, you know, Alan, I will say that there's something to that. I love seeing the players that were there paying their respect for Kobe. And not that it's a surprise or a shock. You know, we know Anthony Davis, Dwight Howard, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, James Harden. I could go down the list of everybody that was there. Former players, Pau Gasol, Sasha Vujacic. Kobe was this is their Michael Jordan. So MJ was, for his time and wherever you want to put MJ, I think he's the greatest to ever do it. Everybody wanted to be like Michael Jordan, and Kobe Bryant obviously wanted to be like Michael Jordan, but he was writing his own book. Kobe Bryant was trying to be the best version of Kobe Bryant that he could possibly be, and I think you see a lot of players today, that's their Kobe, or that's their Michael Jordan. That's what Kobe Bryant means to them. And a lot of these current players, that's why it's affected them so much. DeMar DeRozan, you saw Ginobili, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan there, JaVale McGee. You saw Scottie Pippen. Just the greats of the basketball community respected one of the best to ever do it, one of the legends to do it, icon in the game of basketball. And you have a ultra respect for somebody that takes his craft so serious. And that's the one thing that, you know, one of the things I always loved about Kobe, and I say this all the time, and I love saying it because I think it's so unique. I always felt like Kobe wanted to win more than Laker fans. Like, think about that. We are a spoiled fan base that has been extremely successful and has 16 NBA championships. We got a shot at another one this year. Kobe wanted to win more than you did. You know, and I don't know if we always see that in sports. I don't know if there's, you know, players out there on a night-in, night-out basis that will do anything to win. And they're winning for that jersey. They're winning for that city. They're winning for that fan base. They're winning for themselves. They're winning for their family. I mean, there's a lot of, motivating factors that come into it. But that's one of the things I always love most about Kobe. I was on the morning show with Keyshawn Travis and LZ, obviously this morning. Hopped on around 8:30 and they said, what's one of your favorite Kobe memories? And I had a couple, and then one popped into mind, and I was like, this guy really walked up to the free throw line with a ruptured Achilles, took two free throws, and then walked on his own power all the way through the tunnel back to the locker room. That was Kobe Bryant. You know, that was Kobe in a... If somebody didn't know who Kobe Bryant was and you just played them that clip, that's probably the best way to explain Kobe. No excuses. Find a way to get it done. Absolute winner through and through. You just got such a respect for him at his craft. And I thought all those players that were there today, you know, share a similar viewpoint. I'm sure there were a lot of players that couldn't be there. Obviously, there are millions around the world watching what we saw today, and that's what we respected from Kobe on the basketball court. But what he was off the court was not just better, but it was more important, and that was being a father, and that was being a husband. All right, more of your guys' phone calls. We come back. Stay with us. I'm going to try this next segment. I'm going to really, really try to get as many calls as I can in. And then Danita Johnson, president and COO of the Los Angeles Sparks, will be coming up as well. Stay right here. This is 710 ESPN. You know, I mentioned a little bit earlier, and I appreciate everybody that's been tuned into the broadcast all day today. I mentioned a little bit earlier how one of the things I love most is how I felt like with these last, I don't know, since Kobe Bryant retired and he spent so much more, had the ability to spend so much more time with his daughter and coaching basketball and his interest in coaching basketball. I love that. I can't tell you how much I feel like that has probably such an inspiration on women out there who they see an icon like Kobe trying to bring attention to women athletics, women's sports. Had a caller that called in earlier. It wasn't just basketball. It was also volleyball. There was other sports that he was involved in as well. So that's a beautiful thing. And look, maybe Kobe had a vision on what his daughter Gianna Bryant was going to be, and that she can be a part of the WNBA or UConn or whatever the case is, but you can care how much, or you could tell how much you cared. So that to me is what I care about most, is when you see others that have a passion, and the way he had a passion for his family. I mean, it's like what just a tragedy all the way around. Everything that's gone on in the last 30 days has been very tough, but today at least we got a chance to hear from some of the people that were closest to him, and they can give their thoughts. All right, more of your guys' phone calls here real quick. And then coming up in the next segment, I want to continue to promote this. Danita Johnson, president and COO of the Los Angeles Sparks, will hop on, and she will talk about the impact Kobe and Gianna Bryant has had on the WNBA community. John in Paramount, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I just want to give my condolences to all of the families of the victims of this horrible tragedy that I just haven't been able to stop thinking about since it happened. And second of all, to I guess address your point here, I don't have a daughter or children yet, but I am married, and my mom's also my neighbor, so. One way that I want to just honor the woman in my life is by making sure that I tell my wife and my mother both that I love them every day. I mean, I work full time. I'm doing a graduate program, and my days are usually busy, like 13 or 15 hours a day. And sometimes I just don't express that to them. But with this whole tragedy and all these stories that are coming out about things that Kobe did, picking up his daughter from school, just making the time to express our love to our close ones, and make sure we do that every day, because life is not guaranteed. And it sucks that for me personally, it took this terrible tragedy to realize that we have to communicate that, because life is too short. Thank you.
Appreciate it, John. But you know what? At least you noticed that. You know, I know it's easy to say, it's kind of easy to get upset at yourself. Man, I got to be close with my family. I got to do this. Well, you could start today. You know, and that's sometimes the best thing you could do is just kind of observe the fact that maybe you haven't been doing something you should be doing more of. I know for me, I mean, we could all kind of look at our own personal lives and say, man, I could do this better, I could do that better. But moments like this, your priorities change a little bit too. You know what's most important, and you know what can kind of sit on the back burner a little bit. We think certain things are important. We think the world is going to end if this doesn't happen, if that doesn't happen. The reality is, at the end of the day, what's more important than family? And, you know, if you got kids, your wife, whatever the case is, that's really what's the most important thing at the end of the day. Kevin in Chatsworth, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Alan. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
The best thing to honor Kobe, you know, is to... You know, if there was a time that we're ever down, you know, Kobe would want us to, you know, get up, you know, mm-hmm. never stay down, just, you know, get up. And, there was a time that, you know, I was in college and, you know, I'm supposed to be graduating, and somehow, like, you know, I just grew careless. And then, you know, ever since this tragedy occurred, you know, now I'm like thinking, you know, I really need to step up. Hmm. You know, all this time that I'm being down, like, you know, I really need to stand up and, you know, graduate from college. That's pretty much Mamba mentality would apply to me.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you. And I'll tell you this, that's the right way to look at it. Definitely the right way to look at it. And, you know, there's something about Kobe. Kobe specifically, I think that the way we look at Kobe and the way we kind of appreciated him at everything that he did, and his mentality that he had, we can all apply it to our daily lives. I think a lot of people have done that too. I think a lot of people have talked about how they do apply it to their daily lives. I want to play something here from Rob Pelinka. Here's Pelinka talking about that Team Mamba mentality.
Kobe talked constantly about his dream to create the best youth girls basketball team on the planet, and he did. It started with his individual work with Gigi and quickly spread to all the girls on Team Mamba. Long practices every night, precision in everything, the individual drills, the set plays, the triangle cuts, the defensive schemes. It was all Kobe's masterpiece. I will never forget when Kobe challenged my 12-year-old son's all-star team to a game against his Mamba team. Yes, girls versus boys.
Kobe, Rob Pelinka continued to say how his team lost. He joked around about that at the memorial. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. We're taking calls on Kobe Bryant, how we can carry on Kobe's legacy. How will Kobe's life impact you? You could be a part of the show on that. Also, too, if you want to tell a Kobe memory or a Kobe story, I think tonight's the perfect time to do it. You know, eventually what happens is, I know for me, we could be a year from now, I'll always take Kobe calls. You want to talk Kobe Bryant on any of my shows, I'm ready to do it at any point. As we kind of get back to basketball tomorrow, I want to make sure that as often as we can, and on a platform like this, on a night like tonight, after Kobe and Gianna's memorial, take as many of you guys' phone calls as possible. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. When we come back, we will we'll have Danita Johnson, president and COO of the Los Angeles Sparks. She'll hop on the show and tell us how Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant, their impact on the WNBA community. Welcome back to Lakers Talk. We have a special guest, Danita Johnson, president and COO of the Los Angeles Sparks. Danita, thank you for taking some time and hopping on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I thought obviously everything that's gone on in the last month or so, and as we pay tribute to Kobe Bryant, Gigi Bryant, and the seven others that lost their lives on January 26th in the helicopter crash, I've spent a lot of time so far on the show today just talking about how I thought it was, I just love that Diana Taurasi, Sabrina Ionesco, and Gino Auriemma spoke today at the memorial. And I know just how much that Kobe Bryant was trying to have an impact on women and the WNBA. And I just want to get your thoughts, your opinion. What did Kobe Bryant and Gigi Bryant mean to the WNBA community?
Yeah, first, condolences to all those involved and everybody affected by this tragedy. I think it's been hard not only for the basketball community, but the world and what has taken place. But I think it just shows many things of, you know, those three helping to lead the service after Vanessa shows what the future looked like for Kobe and Gianna. And it was beyond his past of what he did. It was about the future of what they were building for women's basketball. And as I sat there today, that's kind of how I took that. They focused not only on what he did in the past, but the future of what him and Gianna were doing for the women's game. And he did it effortlessly. And a fact of he put effort towards it, but it was so authentic that it was unquestionable in his purpose for helping to uplift women in sports. And it goes beyond just basketball, even what he was doing from a presence with U.S. women's soccer. And he was building a future for young athletes under the Mamba Foundation and now the Mamba Mambacita Foundation. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, one of the probably my favorite memories of Kobe, and I talked about this after one of the Laker games they played Dallas, and it struck me. I thought it was so powerful when Kobe Bryant walked into a game at Staples Center against the Dallas Mavericks, obviously with his daughter Gigi Bryant there, and he was wearing a WNBA sweater. It was the logo of the WNBA, and just to think of somebody that powerful, obviously that big, being such a proponent of the WNBA, obviously with four daughters, I just thought it was powerful. And you know, for me, to have somebody like you on that could kind of talk about the impact that Kobe was having on the WNBA, would love for you to kind of share what that meant to someone like you that's in such a leadership role, being the president and COO of the Los Angeles Sparks.
I remember seeing the photos of that night of him in that sweater with Gigi, and I remember thinking, he gets it, and the world will now get it because he gets it. And it's the power of his voice and impact that he has. I mean, across the league, we saw it, and him getting it helped transcend into others, where you would see LeBron tweeting about just regular season games versus just playoffs, and you see multiple players engaged on the women's front. He started the conversation and authentically was a part of that conversation, and he did that because he wanted to be a great father to his daughters and show them the way and create a space for them to feel safe to play and a space where they belong. And I think he helped open that door to this next generation of ball players to come. I think for us on the W, those moments are so impactful because we have always wanted authenticity within people supporting us and having louder voices to help people understand what we work hard for every day to elevate these women. We do it with purpose and belief because we see the work that they put into their craft, and he saw it too. And not only did he see it, he invested back in it. So he was helping to elevate our league by just through the eyes of his daughter and through the work that he did to realize I need to create a space for her and for other young girls to feel this way. And his relationship with Diana, Sabrina, even our own Candace Parker, all those are impactful relationships to push forward for that next generation of female athletes.
Danita Johnson, president and COO of the Los Angeles Sparks, hopping on Lakers Talk. You know, Danita, you used this word a couple different times. You said the authenticity of it. It doesn't get any more authentic, right? I mean, you know, he has his daughters, and one of those, Gigi, seemed like she was, basketball was her thing. That's what she loved. And, you know, getting a chance at the memorial to see a lot of her highlights when she was playing for the Mamba Academy. I think it's very, nothing was forced, you know what I mean? So I think that was one of his daughters that loved the game, and the authenticity that you're referencing to probably opened up a ton of eyes to something that's such bigger than basketball, the empowering the women part that you referenced to.
Yeah, Vanessa said it so well today. She was the future of our league. She was probably going to be, if not the best player in the WNBA. And he not only instilled that in her, I mean, if you listen to her talk about their relationship and the love for their children, they were instilling that in all of their children, all the children that they affected, that they encountered to be part of Mamba or other programs, just enlightening them in whichever way to uplift them to be the best they could be. And I think that was the consistency of who he was.
Danita, how do you think we can learn from what Kobe was building and what Kobe was doing and kind of carry on? Obviously, there's a lot of people that tune into this broadcast or they're sports fans in general. How can we build upon what Kobe was building as far as raising awareness for the WNBA and just women in general? I mean, I know the WNBA is the top of the you know, basketball pyramid when it comes to women NBA or when it comes to women basketball players, but just in general, from the bottom all the way to the top.
I think it's, you know, to continue to show up and support. You saw what he did and him talking about it and being about it and finding a way to represent and be a part of the game and embrace it. You don't have to be the biggest fan, but you can respect the craft. And I think even people just starting to talk about women's basketball with respect, to starting to show up, to get engaged, to, for those fathers that have daughters, to be that voice on the side that says they can do it and do things that maybe people think they can't. I really think those are the things that we have to do now is, like, how do we embrace this? And I think it's embracing, you know, we talk about it a lot over the last few weeks. It's the Mamba mentality. Whatever you can do to be the best at it, go do it. And for us in women's sports, we want genuine support. We want people to be a part and love this as much as he did. And so I encourage people to get to know this next generation of fans. Don't stop supporting the Mamba and Mambacita Foundation that gives light to young girls and many athletes to play sports. So I think the support comes from all different levels, from top to bottom, and every little bit helps.
Danita, final question I'll leave you with here. What do you think Kobe and Gianna Bryant, what do you think they meant to the WNBA, and how do you think they've inspired some of the players that are in the league and also those that are kind of on their way up? We talked a little bit about other college players, and you can even go further, younger generation as well. What do you think they've meant so far, and specifically to the NBA as well?
I think they represent a vision of future, a vision of acceptance. I think for our athletes, I think Gigi was motivation to do the things that we're doing. We just did a new CBA for that next generation of athletes to come through, for better rights for them, for equal pay, for equity, for equality. I think they were the representation that what we were doing as a league and what we will continue to do as a league is not in vain, because there are young girls with dreams that want to play in the WNBA. And we need to make sure that we're creating a safe place for them to play. And I think that is, for us, when I look at the W and I look at the LA Sparks, we have to continue to live that out. And that becomes the work we do day in, day out, to be ingrained in our communities, create opportunities for girls to play, and really, truly, truly embrace this next generation by taking our athletes that we have now and getting them in front of young athletes and creating pipelines for them for opportunity.
Danita, that's great stuff. Danita Johnson, President and COO of the Los Angeles Sparks. Danita, thanks for taking some time, hopping on the show, and I greatly appreciate your insight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, we still got a lot of stuff lined up for the rest of the show. We come back. I want to play a couple of the clips that Michael Jordan had. How great was Michael Jordan today, talking about his younger brother, Kobe Bryant? That's how we referred to him. And then I want to start taking more of your guys' phone calls. I know we got a lot of listeners waiting to get on the program, so I'll do my best to get to all your guys' calls. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. We'll take your guys' phone calls coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.